Proclamation number 8799 of 5th of April, 1964. Love. Light is truth, and truth makes free. Who cannot grasp it that the love commandment must first be fulfilled to become knowing, to reach knowledge, to stand in truth, he will be able to exhaust his intellect no matter how much. The results of his research will be to be valued equal to zero, because he cannot produce proofs of truth for these, when it is about spiritual secrets, which can only be revealed to him from the spiritual kingdom. But a man without love will not first occupy himself with spiritual thoughts. He will be completely taken up by the world and have no interest for anything else. And this is the explanation of people's spiritual blindness in the end times, where the world comes to the fore and love has completely grown cold. They are two entirely different realms. The earthly world and the spiritual kingdom. And anyone who is in the former will hardly be able to enter the other, unless he kindles the flame of love within himself, which then brightly illuminates him and also gives him knowledge about everything. But no matter how much man researches and intellectually strives to get behind the truth, he walks in densest darkness as long as he does not let divine love shine into him, as long as the ray of the divine sun of love does not illuminate him, as long as the truth is not imparted to him directly from the spiritual kingdom. It can truly be spoken of a light, which is kindled to all seekers, whose will is good and who turn to him himself, that he makes them free from their ignorance, from their spiritual blindness, when they turn to the eternal light itself to be enlightened by him. And that is the will of your God and Creator, your Father from eternity, that you let yourselves be taught by him directly, that you therefore let yourselves be illuminated by the divine love light and can now again radiate this to your fellow men, because the light will make you happy. Light is truth, and truth makes you free. It makes you free from him who once had plunged you into darkness and also on earth still wants to keep you in darkness. But if you accept pure truth from God directly, then the opponent has lost his power and his right to you, and then you again enter the state of recognition, in which you moved in the beginning. Where light is, all barriers are also invalid. You can see every fetter and courageously proceed against the opponent. You are no longer exposed to his intrigues, from which you often cannot escape, as long as you still walk in darkness yourselves and do not recognize the cunning and trickery of your opponent. And that is why you are only to desire light deep in the heart. You are to seek to escape from darkness. You are to desire truth with all your senses, and it will also be granted to you. But you are not to be content with what fellow men offer you as truth, if you do not know about its origin, because what man has won through his intellect, what he has acquired through study of knowledge, that you will not be able to represent as truth with conviction, because the intellect alone is not able to fathom things which go beyond his human thinking. And this is the kind of knowledge we are talking about when we speak of truth. What can be fathomed earthly with the intellect can be proven and has to be accepted or rejected. But what lies outside of earthly thinking cannot be proven and can nevertheless correspond to pure truth if it is requested by the one who knows everything and who is able to give you knowledge about everything in the form of an inner speech which can be mentally heard and also written down. To now possess such knowledge is delicious and alone worth striving for on earth, because such knowledge means intimate union with God and therefore also at the same time that man has reached his earth life purpose, the intimate union with God. because pure truth starts from God and is passed on to a man, who does not use his intellect to get behind divine secrets, but alone lights the love ray in his heart and is now constantly fed by divine love, which expresses itself in form of the divine word and therefore gives brightest knowledge to man. Without love no man can reach truth, but without truth also never find out of darkness, out of the fetters of the opponent, who is the prince of darkness. Truth alone makes free, and truth requires love, because love defeats the opponent, who flees love and therefore also man, who lifts in love and is now becomes free out of his power. That love is the fire, out of which light shines, must also make you understand that out of the fire of love the light of wisdom emerges and that without love no man can ever reach wisdom, to a truthful knowledge, which starts from God, also again leads to him. That is why love remains the first and most important thing, and the commandments of love must be fulfilled, if man or his soul once wants to reach the eternal light, to God, who is love, light and wisdom in himself and therefore one cannot be thought without the other. Amen.